I think it was a riff from Mick. I think he'd come up with this kind of Kinks-esque riff. Yeah, and then I think Peter kind of put a chorus in, and I think it came from Mick initially, and they'd done it on the what did they do? They'd done some sessions at Terminals. I can't remember what they're called, but so that come from there. And there's always knocking that song about. I think it's very immediate as a song. I mean, it's always hard when you're so close in an album and you've created it to try and pick out which are going to be the strong tracks. Do you have your favourites, obviously? I would have probably gone from Delivery or You Talk or French Dog Blues, something like that, something pretty punchy. Because the follow on from The Blinding, people are expecting something pretty rocky and punchy. But I think it'll open a few ears.
I can't actually remember where we played it for the first time. I think we played it in Kate's barn, I believe. It's a bit Kinksy sounding, that number, isn't it? It's like very sort of 60s garage punk kind of influence, so I really like all that kind of stuff.
Delivery, again, Long Lost Morning, different part of Hackney. That was sat on the edge of the bed. It's one of the only times I actually sat down and said, right, we want to make a song that sounds like this, and it's obvious what it does sound a bit like, but we decided that our favourite rhythm is kind of like... We had to just write something that was like that, and then... Basically, a song going out to some kid who works in a brewery, leaning up against the wall, getting told off by his boss time and time again for not being there when the crates got delivered, and then at the weekend he'd put on his favourite Fred Perry and just go out and get battered and have a scrap and find a girl, and then... do it all over again on the Monday. Yeah, it was an early forerunner for an album title as well. That song being Magic Carpet and with loads of kegs of ale on it, I suppose.